Hear the word of the Lord, first in a part of the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 42. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and will give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Yehovah, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praises in the islands. Amen. We read further from the Arcana Celestia. A section on the divine providence. Those who attribute all things to their own sagacity are like those who wander in dark forests, not knowing the way out. And if they find it, they attribute it either to their own sagacity or to fortune. The angels said that all accidents are of providence, and that for many reasons providence acts silently and secretly, and that if it acted openly, man could not possibly be reformed. I have heard angels talking together about the Lord's providence, but of what they said, though I understood it, little can be described, because their speech was continually joined to heavenly representatives, but little of which can be expressed. They spoke wisely, saying that the Lord's providence is in the veriest singulars of all things, but not according to such an order as man proposes to himself, because things to come are both foreseen and provided, and that the case is like that of a man building a palace, who first collects materials of every kind and lays them together in heaps, where they lie without order, while the kind of palace to be formed from them exists solely in the understanding of the architect. When I was talking with the angels about the divine providence of the Lord, there were also present spirits who had impressed on themselves some notion about fate, or absolute necessity. They supposed the Lord to act from this necessity, because he cannot proceed otherwise than according to the most essential things, thus according to the things that belong to the most perfect order. But they were shown that man has freedom, and that if he acts from freedom, it is not from necessity. This was illustrated by the case of houses which are to be built, in that the bricks, mortar, sand, stones serving for foundations and columns also timbers and beams and the like, are brought together not in that order in which the house is to be constructed, but at pleasure, and that the Lord alone knows what kind of a house may be built with these materials. All the things which are from the Lord are most essential, but they do not follow in order from necessity, but in a manner that is applicable to the freedom of man. The providence of the Lord has been conjoined with foresight, and the one is impossible without the other, for evils are foreseen and goods are provided. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.